As we said over the last few weeks, we're hopeful that that'll be out within the next, I guess we're mid-April now, so within the next 2 weeks. But again, this is just a report of recommendations, and we're going to do broad public consultations. Dame Moya Green is a great person. She's got a very strong team behind her, but she's not the premier and she's not the cabinet, and we will do broad public consultations on what's recommended. I've had conversations with Dame Moya Green over the last week and a half or so, like, you know, give or take plus or minus a day or so, and she's given me the broad strokes of the approach, but I've not seen the formal final plan. I think she's still putting the finishing touches on it, to be honest. Yeah. I said from the very beginning I wanted a whiteboard approach, and it's up to the people and it's up to the legislature then to determine, you know, what items we want to bring forward to action to create a future for Newfoundland and Labrador. But to put restrictions on it at the outset, that was not the purpose. If it was, I could have written the report myself, or me and my officials could have. I wanted outside thinkers, wanted people from outside the government structure to bring in ideas. And then it will be up to Newfoundland and Labrador to debate which ones we want to move forward with. But we have to be reflective of where we are on the globe with respect to the, you know, economic crisis, the public health crisis. The U.S. is borrowing trillions of dollars. And again, I've said from the very beginning, this is not about a single budget. This is about a strategy that will take some time to get us back to a balanced budget. But that's the right approach. A shock and awe budget is not going to work. It's just not, I don't believe it to be economically prudent. And we need to have that balance moving forward. And that's going to take some time. The biggest issue that we're facing acutely, perhaps, is fiscally speaking, is Muskrat Falls. And, I was on the phone yesterday even with Minister LeBlanc, ensuring that those discussions are moving forward. We're not going to be able to have the room, the fiscal flexibility, the social flexibility to make some of these bold moves if we don't fix Muskrat Falls. It's an incredible anchor around our collective souls and our collective finances. So but that affects the economy as well. If you pull that lever, that affects electricity rates. If we don't do something, the elasticity kicks in at around 18, 20 cents. There's a downward pressure on the microeconomics of the province. So although they are linked, but they're not separate.
Do you want to have a solution on Muskrat Falls by the budget?
I'm not prepared to give an actual timeline of Muskrat Falls. I mean, we had suggested that there would be something by the end of April back in December, but that, of course, that timeline has been changed with the extended caretaker government that we had in place.
So the Muskrat solution is up for stuff at the end of the year then?
No, we can't wait that long. That's the end of the year, of course. We know, as this gets commissioned, this becomes a significant problem for not only our budget, but for the electricity rates and the users of the province, and subsequently small businesses, households. This is where the elasticity factor kicks in. So we are working hard and diligently towards solutions prior to that.